The drug company Merck has announced plans to buy Shearing Plough. It's a deal valued at more than $41 billion in cash and stock. The merger is the second in the pharmaceutical industry in recent weeks, and that reflects a shift to bigger and more diversified companies. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has more.
The deal announced yesterday would make Merck the world's second largest prescription drug company. Until now, it's relied largely on in-house research and relatively small acquisitions to drive growth. But now, in an effort to get more new drugs into the pipeline, broaden its overall product mix, and increase its global footprint, it plans to merge with Shearing Plough. Cornell University's Sean Nicholson says Merck had amassed a sizable amount of cash. So had Pfizer, which recently announced it would buy Wyeth in a deal valued at $68 billion. That made the deals doable, even in a credit-strapped economy.
These companies have been very profitable for years and years, and even though they have dividends and they've been investing 15 to 20% of their sales back into R&D, they've been sufficiently profitable that they've been able to build up cash reserves. So that's what they're using it on.
But the challenges for the big traditional drug companies are huge, with or without new partners. Nicholson says investors used to think drug companies were largely recession-proof, but that's no longer the case.
For the first time in recent memory, there's been two consecutive quarters of decreases in the number of prescriptions that are filled in the U.S.
What's more, when consumers do buy drugs, they're more likely to choose lower-priced generics, not the brand-name drug. Terry Heise, vice chairman and the life sciences leader at Deloitte LLP, a consulting firm, says the pharmaceutical industry's old business model of relying on one or two blockbuster drugs is no longer viable. In addition to the generic threat, patents on many blockbusters are about to expire, and there's little in drug companies' pipelines to generate that kind of revenue.
I think what we'll see as we go forward, particularly with the advent of personalized medicine or targeted therapies, call it what you want, is that we're going to move from an era of blockbusters to an era of niche busters.
And many of those new drugs are likely to come from smaller biotech companies. The most promising ones are likely to become takeover targets. Right now, Swiss drug giant Roche is trying to buy the 45% of California-based Genentech it doesn't already own. Genentech is the giant among biotech firms, with roughly $12 billion in revenue. Last week, the Swiss drug maker sweetened its offer for Genentech, and the outcome is still pending. Professor Mike Nickel of the University of Southern California suggests that the deals involving Merck and Shearing Plough, Wyeth and Pfizer, and the possible deal between Roche and Genentech reflect an industry in transition.
I think the transformative moment has been happening over the last 3 or 4 years, and it's going to get more acute as we look into the future.
And he and others say we are likely to see more merger and acquisition activity in the months ahead. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.